Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim. Klal Mem Ches. We're still in Siman Aleph. We are at the end of Siman Aleph. It says, V'zeshem etztaref imohem. So this third person which they've invited in to join them in order to create a zimun, which we said before that they have a mitzvah to do that. In the language of the Chayodim of Chayoven, litan loy means that it's a mitzvah to do so. So he has to say bracha chrena, and that which he ate, like the Chayyim pointed out, he eats a kazayas or he drinks a revius, so he has to have enough that he's chayav in a bracha chrena. However, do not think that he's yotze the bracha chrena by listening to the zimun. So what he's going to do is he's going to answer to the zimun baruch shachalim shalom tavachinu. He's going to listen to the full first bracha of benching and say amen, and then he can continue eating or he can say a bracha achrona. But you do not think that he's yotze his bracha achrona by listening to the zimun and to the brichas hazon, but rather he says his own bracha achrona. You could have thought hazonas hakol is a kloliest type of a bracha to be motzi the person, and he listened to it, so he was. The Rosh Hashanah supports everything, so he gave him immediate Zion. So that's not true. We'll just talk about later on, in case a person benched, instead of saying a bracha achrona, by mistake, he was supposed to say a bracha achrona, and instead he benched, whether he's yotzer or not. But we're saying over here that since that's not his intent, everybody agrees that he has to say a bracha achrona. Okay, he says, however, in this situation where he did not eat, did not wash, he only ate something else, and he said the bracha chrona before they benched, so he's no longer chayiv in his meal is ended, so he cannot be mitzarif for them anymore. Then he says, in the parentheses, Simen Kufsa Design, Venodorma the Simen Dalit. So he's going to tell us later on, the case where three people are chayib and benching, they ate together as a meal, and they're chayib and benching, and one bench without the zimun, ahead of the other two. The law is that the other two can still bench with the zimun, using the third person. Because the fact that he benched beforehand does not take away the chiyuv zimun. Here we're saying that the fact they said the bracha chrona beforehand does take away the chiyuv zimun. So that's what he says in the last line that the Chayyim said is kim shalei ochal ella aroy. There was a kviyas. He washed. He ate. So that's considered a kviyas. That kviyas is not ended by the fact that he benched. So the kviyas still exists, and therefore they're able to say zimun, even though he's already has benched. However, in this scenario where he just ate something which was not pas, but it was some other type of food, here his hitztarfus to them ends as soon as he says the bracha achrona. Okay. One last point I want to talk about before we go on to the next siman. We said that he's supposed to be ask a third person to join them. So it's a mitzvah to do that. How far do they have to go? So the Mishnah Berurah's Lashon, which if you have the Pisim Mishnah Berurah, no, I'm sorry, he doesn't bring it over here. The Mishnah Berurah's Lashon over there is that you have to, if somebody else is in the house, you should ask him to join. We mentioned that when we learned that part of the Chayyadim. I mean, you're not looking to go out to the street to find a third party. If there's somebody else there who is there in the house, you should ask him to join you. You do not need to go out to the street. However, there is a scenario where you do have the responsibility or to go out to the street. That's a case where you have three people which are chayav and zimun, all three people ate pas. And one of the three benched and left. So the other two ate the suda with a full chiyuv of zimun. Over here, they didn't have a chiyuv of zimun. There's only two. It's a mitzvah to try and create a zimun. But it's here where they ate the suda with a chiyuv of zimun. So the Shar Tzion and Simon Reish, Sivkot and Zion, he says, in that situation, they are mechuyuv l'chapis achar kach achar oyle echad min hashuk sheyitzarif imuhem lezimun. That they have to go out into the street to try and get a third party to join them. So in a case where they have to go out into the street to get it, in a case where they start out with a full chiyuv of zimun, the scenario where they're not start out with a full chiyuv of zimun, all they have to do is if there's somebody else in the house, they should invite him to join them in order they should be able to bench with the zimun. So, Beis Hashem, in the next year, we will start Simon Beis, and have a good day, a good night.